The first genogram, simple symbols, three generations, and a prayerful pace. In this topic, we begin learning how to draw a basic family formation map. This is sometimes called a genogram. In ministry, we use it as a simple conversation tool to help a person notice family patterns, strengths, wounds, missing models, spiritual influences, and possible faithful next steps. A ministry genogram does not need to be complicated. You do not need to become an expert in every symbol or every technical detail. The goal is not to create a perfect chart. The goal is to create a clear enough map for a wise, permission-based conversation. A good place to begin is with three generations: the person, their parents, and their grandparents. If helpful, siblings, spouses, children, important caregivers, step family members, foster relationships, or significant spiritual influences can also be added. The simplest symbols are easy to remember. A square often represents a male family member. A circle often represents a female family member. A horizontal line can show marriage or a significant couple relationship. A vertical line can show children. Names, dates, major life events, and short notes can be added gently. But remember this: the symbols serve the person. The person does not serve the symbols. If someone does not know their family history, that is okay. If someone was adopted, raised by grandparents, placed in foster care, or disconnected from relatives, the map can still be useful. The absence of information may itself reveal something about formation, but we handle that carefully without shame. A ministry genogram may include notes such as prayerful grandmother, father often angry, family avoided conflict, mother showed hospitality, uncle struggled with addiction, no model of healthy apology, or strong work ethic across generations. These notes should be brief, respectful, and non-diagnostic. We are not labeling people. We are noticing formation. The pace matters. Some students may want to finish the map quickly, but family stories can stir grief, gratitude, anger, confusion, or relief. Slow down. Ask permission. Let the person choose what to share. Do not push for painful details. A helpful question is, would it be okay if we add a few notes about patterns you notice? Another is, are there any strengths or blessings you want to include? The first genogram should feel simple, safe, and dignifying. It should help the person say, I can see my story more clearly. This is not about mastering a chart. It is about learning to see formation with truth, grace, and hope.